Welcome to On the Potty with Dave and Dan.
And I'm Dan.
And I'm Dave, and you're listening to the smooth grooves of Be Like Shackleton by a great band known as Junction.
Junction.
Used by permission. Go
to www.junksion.com.
Well, this is our blues episode.
The blues episode,
the jazz.
Well, see, this is the thing. We've got lots of things happening in our church at the moment. Like, we've got our 10th anniversary dinner coming up.
No youth group this Friday night. Don't go to youth group, because it won't be on.
And we just had our 25th episode of the potty.
Celebrate.
So I think we're pretty much on the... It's the same sort of event. Like, the 10th anniversary...
Of church is pretty similar to the 25th of on the potty.
And because we're having some blues at the 10th anniversary dinner, thought we should have some... While we're on the potty.
And that's what we're on about here on the potty, listening to blues. hey, do you like John Coltrane?
I do like John
Kids,
Coltrane.
If you're out there and you don't know who John Coltrane is, get into some John Coltrane.
Listen, I'm sure he's probably got some free stuff on the net.
Ah, we could look up some now.
Except that would take time. And because, speaking of time...
And Miles Davis.
Oh, fantastic.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the policy.
We're going back to the policy.
Back to the good old days. Because this is called the renaissance.
The renaissance of the potty.
This is the renaissance of the potty. If you don't know what renaissance is, try to work out how to spell it and then look it up.
And look at the second episode of Captain Boaz when he goes to the renaissance.
That's right. But look back at episode one, and we're like 15 minutes and like 20 seconds.
27.
Which is fine.
Oh, it's Ben.
It's Ben. Talk to him.
Ben, you're on the potty right now. Hang on, I'll put you on loudspeaker. How you doing, Ben?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. What's
Where
you up to?
Are you?
I'm just recording the potty at David Myers' house, and I'll be around this very soon.
Yeah, you were supposed to be here half an hour ago.
Yeah, well...
He said after one.
I said after one.
It is now after one, so it's in the time frame.
Whatever.
So you've got nothing to do at the moment, Ben. Tell us why.
Oh, man. I broke my arm.
Oh, hating it. Wait, Dave's just going to put you closer to the mic.
Okay.
You broke your arm?
Yeah, I pretty much broke my arm. I was mucking around with a mate, and we were pretending to pack a scrum.
As you do.
And I packed the scrum into thin air, and just pretty much, just me, sidewalk, broken arm.
Unlucky. So anyway, Ben, I'll catch you in half an hour.
All right.
If that.
Yeah, if that. We'll be really quick, because this is our first 15-minute episode of the potty.
Ever.
That's it.
It's going to be 15 minutes.
I'm excited.
Yeah, be excited.
Ben, you're one of our biggest listeners, aren't you?
I'm a huge fan. I'm pretty excited to be honest with you.
There you go. Tell us your thoughts on Captain Boaz.
Sorry?
Captain Boaz, what do you think about him?
Huge fan. I haven't listened to the most recent episode yet. But I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, yeah. You better. It's probably one of the funniest, but also the worst Captain Boaz's.
Oh, but funny.
Well,
funny. Funny song at the end.
Ever. Oh, was that the...
David Boone. Yeah, Hark to Herald Angels. Anyway, we'll catch
David
you later, Ben.
David Boone's going to be in it.
Sorry?
Did you say David Boone's going to be in it?
Yeah, he's in it.
At the very end.
I'm listening right now. I've got to go. I've got to listen to it.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you, Ben.
Fantastic.
Now, I have a competition.
Tell me.
I have a competition.
Oh, wait, so go back to the renaissance.
We've had our
25 episodes of rambling. This next 25 is going to be the 25 15-minute episodes.
If you think we're dreaming, send an email to cccu.
No, I'm keen to do it. I set my alarm on my phone, so we've got 15 minutes. When 15 minutes is up, I'm going to hit that button, or Dave's going to hit that button, no matter what we're up to.
Keep talking!
Yeah, I am going to keep talking. Because I've heard the word in the street is that people are sick of having to sit down for half an hour and listen. And that's fair enough, I can understand
that. Yeah, they play on ugly MySpace for like 2 hours a day. I've got a prize.
Tell me.
That's what the punters want. I have a prize.
Oh!
Okay, this is a pretty good prize. We've got to think of a competition for this.
Ah.
Let me tell you about what the prize is in my hand. It's a voucher. A $20. That's $20. Most prizes that we've ever had on here have probably totaled... $2.
Yeah.
Total. That includes the wasp that you still haven't given away.
It's a dragonfly. It's a dragonfly.
$20 iTunes music card. That means you can get $20 worth of music
fantastic.
From iTunes. You could get 10 tracks or so. You could get a whole album and still be able to get a couple of
people
tracks.
People cannot enter
over.
The competition if they are members of On The Potty. So that's just like the little disclaimer. If you're part of our organisation.
Yep. That's what we're on about here. But we've got to
work
out. We've
got to think of a competition for
it. Okay, first of all, I've just made a decision right now that I'm axing the potty unless we get 20 people to send an email to say they listen to it.
Oh,
if you listen to the potty...
There's no point unless there's 20 of you.
If there's not 20 of you, we might as well just have a conversation with you all in the flesh.
Yeah. And we'll just have it here in Dave's toilet.
Yeah, yeah. And we're
actually in Dave's toilet.
But we've got the potty there. We've got the porta potty. That's the thing. Do you know what I'm saying? If there you go. This is a serious threat. If there are not 20... emails in the inbox of ccecyouth@gmail.com by this coming weekend.
Yep.
Axed.
Gone.
Gone. I'm going to do the Eddie Maguire. Gone. Axed.
Gone.
Yep, gone.
That's a pretty good call.
Executive decision.
It's too tiring for us.
Too tiring.
We need the burning passion of the fans to keep us going. Now.
That's what competitions are about.
What about a... fan script for next episode of Captain Boas. Best one wins the prize and gets to be the next
episode. I reckon not for this week, for a week's time.
Yeah.
Like a week and a half.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know what I mean? But it has to be based on the one that you've just heard. But it won't be the Jono one because that was bad.
Okay, so next week they will hear...
the new Captain Boas. We don't have it today because we don't have any guests.
But just as a quick tip, you can start planning now and work out how to link it in later.
Yeah.
The best Captain Boas script, how many words?
It's a page and a half.
What size font do you use?
I use size 14.
Have you?
Arial.
Size 14. Have you changed the margins or do you keep them as the default?
I keep them as default.
Okay, we need default margins
and there's
in
a
Microsoft
space between,
Word.
There's a space between each... sentence, do you know what I mean? Like it's double spaced almost.
Okay, can you sort of picture that? If you try to cram like 2,000 words into that one and a half pages, we'll just go, don't have the reading ability to read it.
Think roughly 700-800 words.
749.
Yeah.
749, exactly.
And we don't want and at the end.
Yeah, and or at the end.
And remember, you have to start with the narrator and end with the narrator. And you have to have somewhere in it, Captain Boas
Time Traveller. That's a $20
iTunes voucher.
iTunes voucher. Now, when are we going to record next? I reckon we do one live at the Anachetri. Not up the front. But
in the toilet?
Maybe in the toilet at Mingara.
That'd be hilarious. We get someone who's involved. Maybe we could try and get Glyn K.
Glyn K, Special K. We're just going to go to a quick musical interlude. Well, we've just come back from our break. That's still Junction, JUNKSION.com.
I'm going to do some online magic right now.
Tell me, go.
Okay, before your very ears, I'm going to take over Dave's brain. You ready? Watch this. Dave, without touching you, I'm going to make you turn your hand over. Like, flip it over. Put your hand out for me. Now the other way. Ah, I just did it!
Oh, that was amazing!
Online magic tricks!
You should do that. Try to do it with my other hand.
Okay. Dave, put your hand out. Put your other hand out. No, the other way. Oh! Got him again!
Oh, crikey.
Oh, that's brilliant stuff.
Oh, good times here on the potty. If you want a good time. Jonathan. Okay, Jonathan needs... No, 20... I'm serious. 20 emails.
Yeah, we need it.
I don't care if you're in Portugal, if you're Harry Henry over in Canada, if you're in Sydney, if you're... Anyone, we need 20 emails to keep this thing afloat.
Because we're not... We've done our 25 episodes.
Yeah,
this is the beginning. This is the beginning of a new
series
era.
Series 2.
Do we need to continue Series 2?
This is potty version 2.
This is Series 2.
Series 2.
We
should start speaking German. Haben Sie eine Kartoffeln?
Nein.
If you know what Haben Sie eine Kartoffeln means, please bring me one.
Sack of potatoes?
Just the potato. Do you have a potato?
Right.
What about this? Ich liebe dich. I love you. Okay, what about this? Mach die Augen zu und kuss mich.
Stop touching that cow and kiss me.
So close.
Oh, really? What is it?
Close your eyes and kiss me.
Ah, the cow wasn't in it, though.
Yeah. Close your cow. I don't know how to close a cow.
I don't know, unless it's a leather jacket.
Yana Report.
Yana, tell us about her.
She made the talk on Friday night.
Oh, did she really?
Brian PJ, he had her as an illustration and had a picture of her up there and everything.
Did he talk about her from the podcast?
I talked about how she endured heaps of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like she does a significant knee injury and so forth just before Athens Olympics. And she perseveres through it all, but she still only gets fifth.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then she has a baby that's going to compete in the Beijing. Or she wants to compete in the Beijing.
The baby.
The baby.
I think they've got a new one. It's called baby throwing.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have enough of them, it's called a baby shower. That's what we're on about here on the potty. Throwing babies.
Throwing bowerbirds.
And babies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or babies at bowerbirds.
There you go. Shout out to Joel C. Got a job.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Congratulations,
if you
brother.
If you're anyone's going past Big W at Tuggera, call in. Say hello to Joel C.
And steal stuff.
Yeah, right from beneath his nose.
Yeah.
Steal a packet of cigarettes for Roger.
Yeah.
We might. I think we...
How have you been encouraged from the Bible lately?
Oh, thank you. Renee and I we started reading Acts last night together. And we're just thinking about how great it is, how much we take it for granted, the Holy Spirit that we have. Just that we have hearts now that... desire to please God. And even, like, in Acts 1...
Where's that quoted from in the Old Testament?
Ezekiel. I can't remember the chapter, but we looked at it...
34.
Ezekiel 34, the hearts of flesh rather than hearts of stone. But even the disciples, right up until Pentecost, still didn't... Like, they still don't get it, and then after Pentecost, they're so switched on. And you just see the way the Holy Spirit changed... Like, it changed them. And I always thought it was... They were changed after Jesus' resurrection. But you still see stuff like Thomas doesn't get it. And then they still want to ask Jesus if he's going to take over. It's all the Spirit. And I don't know. Just found that... I prayed this morning just thanking God so much that he gave us the Spirit. So there you go. What about you?
What was the question? What did I ask you?
How have you been encouraged from the Bible?
Oh, I had a read of... What book was it yesterday morning? The whole of... Was it Philippians? I only read it yesterday morning. Can't remember what it was. It was a whole
Philippians,
book.
He loves them. It's a loving one. Paul loves the Philippians. Has big prayer for them.
I've read that recently, but I don't know if that's what I read yesterday morning. Oh, here you go. I've been reading a book about humility. I'll give you a definition about humility. Let me give you the definition.
Okay. Who's the book by?
C.J. Mahaney.
He's a big bald guy in the States.
Let me give you two quotes.
A bit like Jono. Actually, he does look a little bit like Jono.
He's got less hair.
Jono, that is.
Aging prematurely. John Calvin wrote this bit. It's evident that man never attains to a true self-knowledge until he has previously contemplated the face of God and come down after such contemplation to look into himself. Let me give you the definition of C.J. Mahaney. Therefore, humility is honestly assessing ourselves in light of God's holiness and our sinfulness. Just recognizing, like, humility isn't just being nice and being like a sort of a false humility type of thing, but actually recognizing how great God is, how finite we are compared to Him, and how we ought to therefore humble ourselves in response to His holiness.
Yeah, definitely. Defo. That's a word I'm going to start using this week, defo. That's the alarm. That's the 15-minute alarm.
Well, we started a minute late. Just quickly, English Premier League's just kicked back off again. Go Liverpool.
Go Chelsea.
The A-League, A-League version 2 is kicking off this weekend. Go the Central Coast Mariners. They're going to down the Sydney FC.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant.
That's what's going to happen.
I'll tell you what, Travis. Quickly. I'll tell you very quickly. Erin Affair has Dwight York posters all up through it.
That's because he's the marquee player of the league. If you're a marquee player of anything, send an email to ccsyouth@gmail.com. If you want
$20... That's John Brenton if he... It's for the Central Coast Christian Soccer League B2s.
Marquee player. iTunes voucher, $20. We want to give it away. And this show will shut down if by this Friday night, that's 3.5 days away, we do not have 20 emails sent to cccyouth@gmail.com. This is a shout-out to See You Later. www.cccyouth.com is where it's at. And
see you later.
We'll be seeing you soon.